sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at drasaoncall.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Carol. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Living well, darling. What's up?
Well, my dad, we had to rush him to the hospital about 4 years ago, and they gave him a 3% chance to live. He's still living, but they diagnosed him with dead gut. Basically, when they went in, there was gangrene in his stomach, and they had to remove basically all of his stomach.
My goodness.
And so now he gets his nutrition through a TPN. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
He's suffering from some cramping in his legs and poor circulation, and they said he doesn't have diabetes, that they ruled that out, but she said that if this keeps up, that they may have to remove, you know, his feet if he doesn't get some type of circulation going on. But I don't know if that has something to do with the TPN or something else he could do.
Well, it can be. I mean, it just depends on how well he's handling any nutrition that's going into his body. I mean, if they removed pretty much everything in there, then what did the doctors say? He has a GI doctor, I'm assuming. And what did they say about... What do they say about his absorption of his nutrients? What's their main concern right now with him?
Well, you know, he eats all the time. He's hungry, but he's absorbing everything through his veins, obviously.
Yeah.
And he only weighs like 128 pounds right now, and he's 73 years old. So, anyway, I didn't know if there was something that he could possibly do. Somebody said something about B12 injections for his circulation, but I don't know what else he could do.
Well, the B12, I mean, yeah, it can be helpful. It can be good. I mean, with everything going in the way that it is for him, I mean, everything obviously needs to be in a higher form. Vitamins and minerals. Did they put him on any kind of liquid supplement at all along with his meals? Did they give him? Is there any game plan going on with that? Nothing at all.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I would look into that. I'd talk to your doctor, whoever's kind of his overseeing primary care for this whole deal, and I would actually talk to them about potentially looking at adding certain supplements into his regimen. I mean, give me a typical day of what he eats. Let's start there. Let me back up for a second just so I can get a clear picture. I know he's hungry all the time, but give me kind of examples of his feeding cycle throughout the day.
I don't live there, but when I am there, I remember him starting the day off like with some oatmeal. And then he would have maybe a sandwich in the middle of the day, turkey, lettuce, that kind of thing. And then, he loves chili. He'd make him some chili or something like that in the evening. And he loves steamed vegetables, but I don't think he really eats much fruit.
Well, if that's the case, then it doesn't sound like the foods he's putting in his body is too terribly bad. I would definitely encourage him to cut out certain things. the fruits and vegetables are going to be his best carbohydrate sources. You definitely want to potentially for him to look into cutting out anything that when you say, you know, like turkey sandwiches, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, any type of what I call inflammatory foods. And the inflammatory foods, you can find all an entire list of them. There's my book is called Empowering Your Health, and there's an entire list of these type of foods in there that he could look through, or whoever's helping take care of him can look through and see kind of a list of the things that are really good to be eating on a regular basis or putting in your body and the ones that you should stay away from. That's going to give him a good roadmap. And I would look into supplementation because when he's had that type of health challenge, as I like to call it, go on in his body and he's having to deal with that, he's got to do everything he can right now to put the right kind of nutrients in. Liquid vitamins are very good, and you can find them at your health food store. That's probably a way he would want to go and something you might want to look into. I mean, everything from, and depending on, again, you don't want to wing it on your own. Make sure your doctor is working with him. But the basics, we call them the foundational four. But even in his circumstance, it would be something to consider. And they make probiotics that are in a powdered form, and that puts a good bacteria. And even though he's got what he has going on within his body, there's still the chance, you still want to put the right kind of things inside the body, okay? And things like omega-3 oils, a good multivitamin, and again, the liquids are going to be highly or easier to for his body to handle and absorb and to get some of the nutrients out of there. That's something that I would consider looking into and making sure that his diet is perfect. I mean, he's in a place right now, there's two schools of thought. Give him what he wants because he's in a tough spot. Or I'm kind of the school, give him most excellent food that you can, making the right choices, the best choices for him, so his body can respond and function at the highest level that he's able to. So it's, you know, some people get in that place and they're just like, give him whatever, pizza, donuts, give him, you know, just let him go with soda, whatever they want to put in their body. You don't want to do that. And then you can look into things like probiotics. The other part of the foundational four are digestive enzymes. And I think they make a powdered version of that, but you'll have to check into your local health food store and see if they have that. But just know that the choices he makes right now and that you can help him encourage to make are going to make the major differences within his overall health. And every day does count, no matter what anybody tells you. The choices we make today, the body's changing every day. It's regenerating every day. Old cells are dying off. New cells are forming. And so it does matter. Every little thing counts. And when you're in a tough spot, with any kind of health issue, whatever you can do to make things better, to know that you've given your best effort for that day. At the end of the day, when you look back weeks from now, he'll be able to look back and realize that people like you who loved him that much were doing everything you could to help him to make his life better, to help it to function better, to help him to go to the next level with his health, knowing that he's been hit with this tough health challenge, and everybody might think it's, you know, for around him might be kind of singing the doom and gloom song, but there's someone like you who can encourage him and motivate him and get him to the next level. And when it comes to your health and you're struggling with something like that, it's always great to have someone by your side that can walk with you. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face are diet and lifestyle related. It means that somehow, some way, we lifestyle our way in. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well. That's what we want to talk about on this show. Coming up, we've got more health challenges, your questions that we'll dig into when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Find great information to empower your health and your life. Cholesterol, high cholesterol, is one of the top health challenges that many primary care physicians see walk in their office. And really, if you talk to your friends, your family members, your neighbors, everyone wants to talk about cholesterol. What in the heck is cholesterol? Let's talk about it for a minute, because an article came out and they're saying that half of U.S. adults with high cholesterol are not receiving sufficient treatment. According to a new government report, only about half of U.S. adults suffering with high levels of LDL cholesterol, which we'll get into in a moment. I'm going to explain it all to you. Often called bad cholesterol, receive treatment for it, and 2 out of 3 patients who get treatment are unable to control the problem. And this disturbing news, given that heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases are responsible for more than 800,000 adult deaths each year in the U.S. That's 800,000 people die from some form of heart disease or cardiovascular disease. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control has these statistics, and 150,000 of those deaths are among people younger than age 65. The CDC says many people lack regular access to medical care, prescription medications, or lifestyle counseling. And even if people initially see a doctor about their heart health, they often don't receive regular follow-up care, making it difficult to control blood pressure and cholesterol issues. Statistically, about 1 in 2 adults stop taking their cholesterol medication. The CDC's latest report suggests that a problem is in how health care is delivered. Patients are not receiving clinical services to detect and control cholesterol or high blood pressure. The CDC hopes, however, that changes in reimbursement strategies to doctors and healthcare providers may improve cardiovascular health by allowing treatment to be more accessible. And I can agree with that last point. But cholesterol is a big issue, and it's something that is hitting Americans more and more. And cholesterol is basically a substance that is produced in the liver. You've got 2 different kinds of cholesterol. You've got the HDL cholesterol. Those are the good guys. They're called high-density lipoproteins. And the LDL cholesterols, those are the bad guys, low-density lipoproteins. The ones that will clog your arteries up that you need to be concerned about are the LDLs. Those are the bad guys. And you have to be really careful about that, because a lot of the foods that we eat stimulate a lot of that to plaquing to happen in the arteries, such as processed foods, a lot of the fatty foods, saturated fats. Those kind of foods can cause that, especially all the sugar that we're eating in this country. It's unbelievable the amount of sugar that we're getting in. And don't just think table sugar when you think about that. You've got to think about all the processed foods. I mean, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of those turn into basically, in a nutshell, glucose in the body, which is ends up being like sucrose, which is more the table sugar. But it functions the same way in the body. It raises blood sugar levels, causes insulin to be released. It causes the pancreas to begin to wear out over time, and it just creates a big mess. And so many people are struggling with it. And that can lead to triglyceride issues. It can lead to cholesterol issues. But getting the LDLs managed, the bad guys, that's a real big plus. And that's why some of the medications, the cholesterol medications, the statin drugs, have become so popular. Zocor, Crestor, you've got all the different statin drugs that so many people are having to use now. Now, the ideal, and some people argue with me, but the standard of care ideal is keeping your cholesterol numbers around 180, 185. They say don't let it get over 200. That's kind of the adage right now among physicians. Well, technically, your body can function very well between 190 and 220. Because cholesterol, you don't want it to get too low, because if cholesterol gets too low, then it becomes an issue with hormone function, and there's a lot of functions within the body that it needs cholesterol for. And the good healthy fats that we should be getting in our diet, the omega-3 fatty acids, those sorts of things, cod liver oil, all the fish oils, and almonds, walnuts, cashews, and they contain some omega-6s as well. But the good, clean fats that our body needs, it's so important to keep cholesterol numbers manageable, because if you're getting the right kind of fats, it typically will. If you're not eating a bunch of junk food, eating the healthy kind of fats, many times cholesterol levels will stabilize. Now, some people have a genetic tendency for that, but it's mostly lifestyle. Mostly lifestyle. If you do have to take a statin drug, work with your doctor on that, and you don't want to take it for a long period of time, but your doctor's going to keep you on the medication If you don't radically change your lifestyle choices, your doctor will typically keep you on the drug to cover their self, so they know that even though you're out eating a bunch of junk, you're taking that medication and it's managing your cholesterol so you don't kick over with some heart attack or big clogged artery. And that's why they're going to put you on the medicine, because they know that medicine will manage you, since they can't walk around with you all day long with a camera, video camera, and watch everything you eat, and they can't spend 8 hours a day counseling you on how you should eat and giving you a game plan. However, if you are willing to take responsibility for your health and your life, and you're dealing with something like cholesterol, most physicians will give you the opportunity to drop 30 pounds, to change your eating, to start exercising, and then you can say, hey, I'd like to try coming off this medicine and see how my body responds. A good primary care physician, if they know you're on board and they know that you're going to work hard at it with them, then they will work with you on that. They're not going to just tell you no, no, no. They'll work with you. And that's something you should challenge your doctor with. But you have to come with them a great game plan. And on this show, we're all about lifestyle. We're all about making the right kind of lifestyle choices so that you can function at a very high level. And by doing that, if you'll dig your feet in your heels in the sand and begin to make it happen and come up with a game plan, like getting my book, Empowering Your Health, reading through that from cover to cover, and coming up with a plan based around how to eat better, how to function better, taking the right supplements, exercising, getting proper rest, drinking plenty of non-chlorinated water, half your body weight in ounces of non-chlorinated water every day. Coming up with a solid plan that you can take to them and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do for the next 8 weeks. Can I wean myself down, or can you help me do that? And most doctors will. If you are taking a statin drug, make sure you're taking at least 50 to 100 milligrams of CoQ10 to offset some of the negative side effects. And I'm not knocking statin drugs. Crestor is actually a really good one that many doctors will use at 10 milligrams, and it has incredible benefits for the body, especially if your cholesterol is too high, and it has minimal side effects. So if you're not on Crestor, that is a great one that you can ask your doctor about if you're taking one of the other ones and it's causing some joint pain. But look into that for cholesterol. Keep the HDLs up and the LDLs down, and you'll be doing quite well. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now. We'll take questions about your health. You can also go online to getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. Glad to make it part of the show. And wherever you're listening to our show, we have our preferred wellness providers, a new program where I'm training doctors that believe and partnering with doctors that believe the way that I do. And we're kind of locking arms in these different areas. And, of course, so if you need to find someone in your area, you really got some tough health challenge, no one's been able to take care of it, you really haven't been to a doctor in a long time, and you want to go to someone, these are doctors that I trust that know and understand these principles that I talk about on the show, and they implement that in practice. They're called our preferred wellness providers. And you can find them locally. You can call the 800 number here on the show. And we have an entire staff dedicated to getting you the right doctor and the team that you need to take care of you in your area. So that's our preferred wellness providers. Call the same number, 888-283-7272, and it'll get you to the right folks that need to take care of you. So let's kick it off right now and go with Fred. Fred, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Well, first, let me make a little comment, Dr. Asa, after saying good evening. Really appreciate what you do. You use your platform well. Speaking for people that are uninsured, disenfranchised, so to say, unemployable, medical attention is a long way off. And if it weren't for what you do, a lot of times hope would be lost. So
thanks a lot. That means a lot.
With that said, 56-year-old male.
Okay.
38-year hard drinker, high-stress occupation.
Okay.
40-year smoker. Diagnosed in 2003, cirrhosis, hep C. Due to the structure of some of the things with the insurance companies while off on medical leave, re-enrollment came up. I was not notified. So I've been basically using what social programs there are available, which doesn't go into any in-depth testing, screening, genotyping,
mm-hmm.
anything of that nature. Had to move back home this March with my elderly parents who are disabled. Their resources are very limited. I have signed up for a medical program that's sponsored through the county. However, I'm in a holding pattern until that is approved. Approximately 60 days ago, pain in the abdomen became real severe. Had to make a trip to the ER, which I didn't like to do, but didn't know where to go from there. CT scan was done, enlarged and irregular placed lymph nodes in the pancreas area.
Okay.
In the last 60 days, the diets went from good greens, the good foods, in moderate portions, small meals every day, multiple meals, to baby food, store brand nutrition drinks, and it seems to be getting worse. I've got approximately another 90 days to go before whether I know I'm going to be approved to get any in-depth screening, maybe set up a prognosis for a treatment plan. So what can I do myself now that I'm not doing?
The first thing always, especially when you're dealing with the liver and hep C, you've got to deal with your eating habits. That's first and foremost, okay? So, I mean, that is the key, really, because the regeneration factor and doing everything you can to make the best choices so your body can function at the best level it can, because already there's damage done to the liver, and so you want to do everything you can to put the good stuff in the body so it's not struggling as hard.
Correct.
So have you made any major changes in your diet or no?
Well, like I said, the last year, I had gone from my normal diet, which I was able to eat, which probably wasn't real healthy for me, to mainly steamed fresh vegetables, done away with the breads, the
okay.
wheats.
I gotcha.
Milk seemed to bother me real bad, pretty much done away with it. And then about 60 days ago, it got to where the food just seemed to flush right through me, any kind of solid food, along with nausea and vomiting. And I'm talking 2 and 3 day bouts after a small meal of solid food. So I started with the baby food, basically. Didn't want to shut my system down, but didn't know what else to do. That was the only thing that would stay with me and give me a little bit of nutrition and the nutritional drinks, store brand. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at now.
Okay. Well, nutritional drinks for sure. If you're going to go liquid at all, make sure that you use something like Food Balance, which you can get at lifestyleresearch.org. And the reason is it's hormone free, it's antibiotic free, and you know, the quality of what you're putting in right now is extremely important. So the vegetables and all, I mean, you sounds like you're making better choices for sure. But you know, is the pain that's been in your abdomen, does it come and go? Tell me a little bit, is it a 10, like 10's the worst? On a 10 scale, what would the pain level be?
Okay, I normally walk around with about a 6. I've learned to manage okay. that through breathing just relaxation exercise. I've learned to tolerate that.
Okay.
But usually 1 to 3 times a day I'll have one heck of a flare-up. It gets to a 10. It's a sharp stabbing pain in both my abdomen and my liver, and what concerns me now is the abdominal pain to the left side below the rib cage is really getting worse than the liver is. And I'm, you know, real, my abdomen's real, distended. I have to prop up with a couple of pillows or I feel like I'm basically drowning, can't breathe.
Right.
So the
doctors at this point, did they guide you nutritionally at all at any level?
There was no offer of any kind of diet. Basically, I mean, I don't blame the doctors because they need to be paid too. So everybody's in a holding pattern. We're waiting on to see if this social program through the county
right,
will pay for anything. So,
what about a faith-based clinic? Have you looked into those? You know, they have really good programs with those.
I have checked with them, Dr. Asa, and as far as, I don't want to call it superficial, but as far as any type of testing, any kind of treatment plan, basically their funds are so limited right now. I mean, they will test you and say, yes, you do have this. But as far as genotyping, as far as a lymph node biopsy, any PET scan, anything like that, nobody can do it right now. They don't have their funds, and they're trying to spread them out over so many people that they can't go into this specialized treatment, which you probably know I need.
Yeah.
Because their funds are limited. So, and the milk thistle, yes, it was good for me. I stayed on the omega-3s.
Good.
I did the cod liver oil, but, right. You know, as my resources went away, which I thought I had a lot, like most people in this day and time, but then when you're without employment for so long a period, you realize then you didn't have a whole lot between you and the wolf. So as that went away, and we went down to a food stamp card every month and back home with the parents, you know, you have to make choices on what you're going to spend that on. And, you know, of course, I try to help them, too, because they're limited on their resources. So,
right. So
you know, the supplements, yeah, right. They're rather pricey if you want to get the good stuff. So, you know, you have to look at where your money goes. You know, is it deodorant this month or is it milk thistle? So, you know, but then, you know, I can sit and listen to you and, you know, you're giving people good advice for the right reason. You know, within your litigation happy society and still trying to do what you can do for people. That's why I was saying earlier, you know, when you fall through that crack, you often tend to be isolated.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for somebody like you out there that I can flip on and listen and gain some knowledge, useful knowledge, then yeah, you know, almost all the time hope's lost then. So
that means a lot. That's what we're here for. And
oh yeah.
The one thing I don't want you to lose is hope. And the one thing you have to know and that with your liver, so much of it can regenerate. And I'm telling you, medical science has changed so much and become so good with viral issues like hepatitis C for the liver in helping the body. That's why I'm just going to believe with you this thing's going to go through and you're going to get the help that you need. And they can get in and they can do the biopsy and they can check. But now, let me just run through some things. I'll just kind of run down a list, a little bit of things that can help, you know, from a couple of perspectives. Now, there's a tea out there that's really good for cleansing the liver. It's called Easyact Tea. Easyact Tea is not that expensive. It's fairly easy to get your hands on and very beneficial. Broccoli seed extract is also very good. It's something you might want to look into as well. Now, fasting is important, too, but you need to do that with a physician's guidance, no doubt, especially at this point. So, when this whole thing goes through with this plan, it's something I want to talk to your doctor about. Talk about partial day fast, using chicken broth, beef broth as more electrolytes and fluid replacement. That can really help the liver regenerate and stimulate a lot of the phase one, phase two liver detoxification in that process. So a lot of things you can do. Look into some of the Easyact Tea, some of those things as far as liver support. Glutathione is really good too. SOD is what it's called. Superoxide dismutase, extremely important, very regenerative to the liver, and just good for overall body function. So, a couple things to think about. Now, that'll send you off and running to Google and the health food store to go look around and do some research. But I'll just be standing with you, believing that this thing's going to go through, and I want you to keep me posted. Thank you for all the kind words. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. This show's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. So you want to talk about your health? That's what we're here for. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. So much can change with our health every single day, but you have to be willing to change, making the radical changes in your life to get the radical results that you're looking for. Let's go now to Avina. Hi, Avina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Absolutely.
Question for you. Female or women alopecia or hair thinning?
Sure.
Is it reversible?
It depends. Depends on what's causing. I mean, typically with a female, it is. It just depends on what's driving it. And there's so many things that can drive thinning hair. Have you had everything checked out, or have you not been to your doctor yet to get it all checked?
Well, I went to my dermatologist, and I did discuss with him because I know for us as African-American women, we usually put relaxers in our hair.
Sure.
And he told me to cut back with that. That did help some. But I'm trying to see if it could be affected by my weight. I'm also on high blood pressure pills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to see, is it that? He recommended biotin. And I think, was it the medication that's in Rogaine, the
It's called minoxidil.
Yes. And he said that go ahead and try those products and see how that goes.
Okay, well, good. So you have a good game plan.
Okay, so those products do work. I need to do,
The minoxidil has got some decent research behind it, but the... Really, all it'll do is it can keep what you have, and it might begin to grow. And the research behind it is that it'll slowly grow, and in the very, very slight hair follicles, just almost like a peach fuzz. And usually with men, they did a big test on it, and it really only regrew hair in the crown, which is the very top of the head. So if you're losing it kind of sparsely throughout, it may not work. So it really has only been shown to work in the crown area of the head. But the biotin is a good idea. Silica is something else that works very well. They've done a lot of research with silica and hair and how it regrows and that sort of thing. So there's several things with silica that can be very beneficial and very helpful that you can look into. But I'll tell you, vitamin D, vitamin A, omega-3 fatty acids, all of those are found in cod liver oil. Very beneficial for all of those types of things. But if you're dealing with alopecia, have they checked your thyroid? Do they look at the blood work for your thyroid, and do you have a thyroid condition at all or no?
No, I don't have a thyroid problem.
Okay. How about blood sugar? Everything okay on your blood sugar?
Yes, sir.
All right, so all of that's fine. Sometimes with alopecia with women, when it begins to go like that, it can get down to hormones, and there's three different estrogens. If they haven't checked that out, have them look at all three estrogens, estradiol, and estriol. Also progesterone. And then finally, they have linked alopecia to fungal in the body, fungal-related infections, yeast-related infections. And there's a cleanse you can do that in my book, I talk about that. It's a super cleanse. And in there, it's got everything. And it's just basically using cayenne pepper. It uses organic maple syrup and freshly squeezed lemon, and there's a whole protocol for it. But also, when you're thinking about cleansing the body, getting a good detoxifier, natural detoxifier for the body can be very good. Black walnut is really good. Wormwood is good. All of those kind of things are good to clear out yeast, fungal-related infections within the body. Sometimes that can be the main driver for what's going on. Skin conditions, even with the scalp, we always want to think that it's coming from the outside in. But many times, those type of conditions are coming from the inside out. And if you start clearing out from the inside what's going on in the body, a lot of times what's showing itself on the outside can take care of itself. So, again, the things that he suggested, I think are great. But I think there's a little bit more to dig deep on that you might want to look into as far as maybe some cleansing type protocols or detoxification, some things you could research that could probably be beneficial to you. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark. Welcome. Oh, it's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, partner.
Great. Great. I had a back issue, and so I came up with a device, and I'd like to get you to take a look at it. I'm wondering how I can do that. To me, it's been effective.
Okay, well, great. You can probably just set it up.
I've been waiting for you to talk about the back, and I had a kind of a bad reception situation here, and I didn't get all the information that you know. There's some huge numbers of people that have those problems, and I think if I can help myself, I may be able to help them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that if you've come up with a device that can help people, that's phenomenal. If you ever want to shoot that to our email, you just go to asaandrew.com or drasa.com, our website, and you can, you know, shoot that over. And I mean, I'd love to take a look at it, definitely. But here's the thing. With back issues, which about 600,000 people struggle with that every year, roughly in a study that we were just talking about, And there's so many different things. Some of the best treatment out there and best treatment available and therapies available are through either an osteopathic physician that's a DO, chiropractic physician that's a DC, or physical therapist. All three of those can handle back-related issues in a great way. There's a lot of great therapies out there, treatment, and although the devices are good, the actual structural care and structural treatment, there's nothing better than that, because a good physician that's well trained in that will be able to get over multiple treatments, will be able to get the spinal area where it needs to be, get pressure off the nerves, and get the disc more stabilized so they don't degenerate. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.